We wanted to give a quick thanks to Tawny Wouters and Mary Shields. They're the Homes for Heroes ladies. Mary is with Evergreen Home Mortgage and the Shields Group, and Tawny is with Windmere Van Vliet, and they have helped a lot of military veterans, active military, police, firefighters, and teachers not only get loans for homes or sell homes, but they give them money back on them because they want to, through the Homes for Heroes program, take care of folks who take care of our community. And they've given away almost $100,000 of their own income to people that fit those categories. So thank you, lady, for supporting us and for supporting the community.
And you're the heroes.
Yeah. I'm Ryan Mallory.
And I'm Jared Bannery.
Welcome. We wanted to talk a little bit about one of the cases that we brought up before, Fauna Fry. And there's new information going on that?
Well, yeah. You know, as I stated in the last video, Fauna has a father that is not going to stop looking for her. And she's got some close friends that started that webpage, Find Fauna Fry. And I've had the pleasure of getting to know these ladies and discussing the case with them. And currently it is a missing persons case, and there is no evidence that would state that
foul play
or anything. But as we start looking at the timeline, and they did a very good job with the timeline, as we start looking at the timeline, it starts kind of making you ask questions.
Okay.
And so tonight what I wanted to do is go over the timeline with you guys and with our home audience and just discuss the basics of what Fauna did.
Okay.
And it all started out on the 27th of June at 10 p.m. She gets in her blue Jeep, and she leaves Drexler, Oregon, and she takes off down toward Grants Pass.
Drexler is up in Lane County, right?
Yes, Lane County. Now, Fauna had just recently lost a brother, and it was a medically related issue. And brother had some mementos that he wanted friends to have.
Okay.
And Fauna wanted to deliver those mementos and give the bad news to these people.
So he bequeathed some stuff to some friends.
Yes.
And his little sister was going to take care of it.
Yep, sister was going to take care of it. So what sister does is she gets in her blue Jeep and she takes off. Well, sister loaded some stuff up inside the Jeep that she was going to drop off the dump, try to kill multiple birds with one stone.
And when we say stuff, these are mementos. This isn't a drug deal or anything.
No, there's nothing
that would lead us to believe that.
Nope. It is personal mementos that brother has toward a friend, and it has some meaning for, you know, between the two.
That's cool.
Between
okay.
the people.
I get you.
And so anyway, Fauna, she loads some stuff up that she wanted to get rid of also, and it might have been things that reminded brother. I don't know. But she was going to drop it off at a dump. And what they know is on the night of the 27th, she sleeps in her Jeep.
That's not unusual for her. Okay.
Nope. Fauna was kind of an outdoorsy girl. You know, she very simple.
And I heard and probably in the report, but she had left her phone, yep, not taken a lot of clothes. This is yep. a quick trip
yep.
that
quick
she's
trip.
Used to.
Yep. She wanted to go down, make the visits, and come home. So she didn't take any extra clothes with her.
And it's not unusual for her to not take her phone.
That's correct. excuse me. And I'm going to be reading from a paper because I want to make sure that I have the facts right from Fauna's friends. It says she spends the night in her car at an unknown location. So they're not exactly sure where she stayed at. Was it a rest area? Was it a gas station? But they know that she slept in her vehicle. And they state she did not bring any clothes as she was planning a quick trip down and back. She had some stuff in her vehicle she had planned to take to the dump. It is believed that she dumped the stuff the next morning. They don't know which
dump.
Which dump that she,
not,
that not she had went to.
Not tracked.
That's correct. So on the 28th, the next morning at 10:08 a.m., we have Fauna at the Cresswell 76 gas station, where she purchases $20 of gasoline.
That's usually a cash purchase. I worked at a yep. gas station in college. If you see around $20, nobody usually does that with a card.
No, it was a cash purchase. And about $20 from Drexler to Crestwell would be about right. She topped off her gas because for those of you in the Josephine County area, you know, when you get into Wolf Creek, Welderville, Cave Junction, there's a lot of country to cover.
Yeah, when you make it to gas, you get gas, right?
That's right. When you see gas, you fill up because you don't know if you have to turn around and get back into Grants Pass from these locations. So at 11:50 a.m., we have Fauna picking up some chicken strips for the friend's dog. And I'm gonna refer to this friend as Friend One.
Okay. And Friend One's dog likes chickens. That's a thing.
Yep, that's okay. A thing. The dog loves chicken strips, and they believe that Fauna stopped at the Wolf Creek store to purchase the item.
Okay.
So on the 28th at 11:50 a.m., she purchases these items, and then she goes up and visits the friend. At 12 o'clock, she shows up. So at 11:50, she makes a purchase.
Yeah.
Then at 12 o'clock, she's at the friend's house.
10 minutes.
Yep, 10 minutes. And he lives in Wolf Creek. Fauna spends about 30 minutes at the residence, and as she prepares to leave, that friend gives her the address of Friend Two, who she was going to visit. And the address was up on Onion Mountain Road.
Oh, that's out there.
That's out there a ways.
Yeah.
Now, it's unclear from when she left at 12 for about the next 6.5 hours, what did she do? What did she do? Because the next confirmable action that I have is her filling out a envelope at the Fish Hatchery North exit or entry point.
Okay.
And Fish Hatchery North is a ways away.
From
Onion Mountain. So for 6.5 hours, we don't know what went on in that time frame.
And she's on camera filling out this envelope.
They got the envelope on the envelope that is in her handwriting with her signature.
Gotcha.
You know, she put the money in to make the purchase. So, you know, we know that at that point she's fine. But from 12 o'clock to the 6:30 mark, we believe, what did she do? Where did she go? Because she didn't check into a motel at that time. Was she driving up on Onion Mountain looking for this guy? Because the friend, too, did not live on Onion Mountain anymore.
And we're talking about afternoon, early evening right now.
Yeah, we're starting to get into, you know, after the 12 o'clock hour. And it goes into around 6:30 is when it's believed that she purchased that day pass, that Fish Hatchery.
Okay.
So we got 6.5 hours from, you know, in afternoon into the early evening. Now, at that point, we know that friend number two does not live on Onion Mountain Road anymore. And she did locate the address on Cowboy Way out in Cave Junction.
Okay, so she went out to Onion Mountain. Whoever she was looking for there no longer lived there, but maybe whoever was there told her where they're living now.
Yep.
And that was Cowboy Way, Cave Junction.
That's right. But we don't know if it's the person on that property that gave them that address.
We don't know how she got
that address. But we do know that she did confirm that the address that she needed to be at was on Cowboy Way in Cave Junction.
And she was calling and keeping in touch with somebody? Or?
Well, she had made a phone call later in that evening to her dad once she checked into the motel.
And borrowed cell phone, hotel phone? How did she do that?
Unknown. Because at 8 o'clock...
Restricted call on them?
Well... When they made contact with the clerk at the Motel 8, and they stated that there was no phone calls made from the hotel.
Okay, so that's somebody's cell phone.
It's going to be an unknown cell phone.
And okay. Her dad's cell phone provider didn't have any record there, like it was a restricted or unmetered call.
There's no way for them to find that number.
I'll be darned.
Right now, so she left her cell phone at home. I have a 6.5 hour window before she shows up at Fish Hatchery Way North.
And that's something people go buy a permit and go walk around and see, right?
Yep, and it's kind of like a hiking.
We've done that. You know, we do that out in Eastern Oregon.
Yeah, we did that when I was a kid.
Yeah, totally.
So if she's got it, now she's got a phone, it would indicate, did she run into somebody? because now she has a way to make phone calls because she does not have her phone with her.
Gotcha.
So that's the first clue that maybe in that time frame that because she is from there originally.
Somebody she knows well enough to loan a phone. That's not usually something you ask yep. for just from anybody walking by.
Yep. So after the purchase from the Fitch Hatchery North, we have her 31-minute drive from there back to Cave Junction where she picks up $25 of gasoline at the Chevron
okay.
at 7:04. So she's in Cave Junction at 7:04, but then we check in to the Super 8 at 7:45.
So 40 minutes there. That's quite a bit of time to kill in Cave mm-hmm. Junction, right?
Yeah. The address of the Super 8 is 1949 Northeast 7th Street in Grants Pass.
Okay.
That's so from Cave Junction to Grants Pass, you're looking about a 40-some minute drive.
Okay. It's just the drive time there.
It's just basically drive time from the gasoline to
the hotel.
Now, with the day pass that was purchased, there's no way to confirm in that six and a half hour window time when that was purchased. So she could have purchased that at 3 in the afternoon and then drove back to Cave Junction and searched.
And this was a trip about her recently passed on brother. If that was my kids, they might stop by a hatchery
yep.
on their way. If it's something we used to do. Or mm-hmm. It might have been something dear to her. We have no idea how long she stayed there. We just know that when the ticket box was emptied, it was a six-hour span, right?
Yep. It was that six-hour span there. So we don't know exactly from that 12 o'clock when she left Fran 1 to the 7:04 where she was at, exactly what she okay. was doing.
But she checked into the Super 8 at 7:45 p.m. A-OK.
She was A-OK. She was fine.
Fine enough to check in.
And she was alone. That's the big thing is that she was alone. At 8 o'clock, Fauna's dad, John, receives a phone call from her from an unknown cell phone.
Okay.
That's the cell phone that we were discussing a little bit earlier.
Same phone, probably.
Yes. Her friends confirmed that she did not call from her room. They spoke to the front desk, and they said no charges for a long-distance call. So at that point, if she would have called her dad from the hotel, then there would have been some type of a record.
Hotels meter that stuff, and yep. When you're making long-distance calls from a hotel, you pay a little bit for it, and sometimes people do that for anonymity or other reasons.
Yes. Now, ladies, don't take offense to this, but we know that sometimes we like to, therapy shop. Like if we're having a hard time, we'll go shopping. And we'll shop for a long time.
I'm offended because I do that.
Well, Fauna at 8:30 goes into, is she seen going into the Fred Meyer?
In Grants Pass,
which isn't too far from the Motel 8.
And 11 or 10:30 p.m.?
That's 11:02 is when she leaves.
Oh, okay.
She's there.
Quite a while.
Long time.
That's a long time for that shopping list.
She's there for a long time. She purchases $138.28 worth of with product. Okay. She picks up socks, VO5 shampoo, Pantene conditioner.
Mom uses that. That's the best.
Two Burt's Bees deli sandwiches.
No, two Burt's Bees. Those are chapstick type stuff. And then deli sandwiches.
Well, you're right. I had no idea.
I'm surprised I can still see that paper from here with 50-year-old
eyes. Look at there. Yeah. She picks up some potato chips and some activewear clothing and two cans of Foster's beer.
Okay.
Now, from the conversations with the friends, Fauna was the big drinker.
Okay. So Foster's is pretty powerful lager.
Yeah. So, and I got two cans.
And they're big cans, man. Yeah. Those are big cans of Foster's.
Yeah, they're pretty thick.
And man, yeah, they get a pack a punch.
So let's pull out the keyboard detective and basically say two cans, large, powerful, a strong liquor. Someone
doesn't drink a lot.
Maybe she's with somebody. Maybe there's two people.
Two, and with those Fosters, hell, it might even be three.
Right.
So I've got, again, we fall back. I've got the unknown cell phone. Now I've got buying product that would maybe indicate an intent to stay longer than just the day now.
Yeah.
Okay. If I'm not taking clothes, I'm not taking my cell phone, I'm initially going to run down. Now I'm buying shampoo and active gear. Maybe I ran into somebody. Maybe
decided to stay longer because probably instead of buy clothes, if I was planning on a quick trip, I would have checked into a hotel. I would have got on the road or taken a nap in the car and kept moving. And, you know, I want to say something. We have some chuckles along the way with this stuff, and that's because it's awkward as hell. This stuff is awkward to talk about. We feel bad for this girl's family. So if there's a few jokes along the way, then that lightens it and more people watch this and she gets found, that's a good thing.
Yeah, and it helps me keep my sanity.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, that's how people deal with trauma, guys.
Not much left, yeah.
And as we stated, she goes to the Fred Meyer at 8:30, and she leaves at 11:02. So she was in there a long time. The family states Fred Meyer video footage captures her walking to her car wearing a neon green and purple pullover per Sheriff Dave Daniels. It is confirmed Fauna arrived back at her hotel room at the Super 8 after shopping alone. Okay. So she's seen in Fred Meyer alone, and then she shows up at the hotel alone. Do we know?
What time did she show up at the hotel? Does it say?
It would be after 11. See, 11:02 she leaves. You're looking.
Yeah.
I think it's maybe a 10-minute drive. So you're looking 11:15, 11:20.
Or is there a gap in there, where she went somewhere?
Don't know.
But she spent 2.5 hours in a Fred Meyer. Mm-hmm. That's unusual unless you're shopping for a lot of stuff. So
it's a long time.
That sounds like somebody that's walking around thinking a lot.
Yep. And you know she's gone through a lot.
Yeah, horrible. Yeah.
I mean, she's gone through a lot.
Mom and brother, only dad left.
Yep. Her mom passed away before, and then we got brother. We're worried about dad. I'm in a situation where I've got to start taking care of things. You know, I'm sure that this was a therapy shopping trip in a sense where she just kind of needed to get away and think. During the conversation at 8 o'clock that she had with John, he encouraged her to find a cabin. So she had made some statements to dad that maybe she wanted to get away. Like, this has been nice. I'm away. I can get my head on. I can get my thoughts together. I can get.
Want to go have some time to process what was going on. And yep. Often, you know, when you're from the sticks, some time in the sticks helps with that.
Yeah. 8:35 a.m. on the 29th, so...
The next day.
Video shows Fauna leaving the hotel room at the Super 8 in Grants Pass. Then...
Okay, so at this point, still on video, 8:35 a.m.
Yes.
And leaving a hotel on 7th Street in Grants Pass.
Yes. Now at 9:44, she shows up at an Umpqua Bank in Rogue River.
Okay, so hour and 5 minutes. Plus looking around if you don't know where you are or where the ATM is. She got to Rogue River and got a couple $100.
Yep, she withdraws $200.
Pine Street.
And from that, it's the Umpqua Bank up on 110 Pine Street for those that are watching.
Yeah.
So at this point, I know that she is seen alone at the ATM.
Okay. Sheriff checked into the ATM video,
and yes.
It was her. Nobody was standing over her shoulder with a gun.
Nope. Now, just that alone, we know that Josephine County has had a rash of disappearances.
Yeah.
Okay. And these disappearances would indicate or lead you to believe that somebody is forcibly taking people. These women are out in rural areas.
Could be entirely unrelated and different people, but when there's less law enforcement, more crimes go unsolved type of thing. Yep. And I also think when there's less law enforcement, what you have is the nefarious people that would do harm think they can get away with it and do more harm than they normally would.
Yes. But the night before, she shops for 2.5 hours alone. Now we're sitting here at an ATM where she withdraws $200 in cash. and she's seen alone. So we see indicators that would lead you to believe that maybe there's somebody that's right along with her.
Maybe.
Okay, maybe. And I'm using some speculation here, just trying to get people's, you know, minds working and participating here.
This next list is interesting to me.
But she goes to Rogue River. Why am I going from Cave Junction, Grants Pass to Rogue River? Grants Pass has Umpqua Banks. You know, I could see maybe leaving the Motel 8 if Grants Pass did not have an Umpqua Bank.
So, well, most bank cards work in multiple ATMs, and when you're doing this kind of stuff, you probably don't care about the $2 or $3 on the ATM fee. You wouldn't drive that far for it. And it kind of reeks of somebody that's wandering a bit, and in the state of mind she's in, wandering around. You know, something I've gone down to do when a relative passed away is I've gone down to go with my sister or my wife to a lot of places that I hung out with that person. Just go check them out. So that's a common thing.
Yeah, visiting places they frequented.
It's soothing. You yeah. need to visit someplace familiar that reminds you positively of that person that's gone.
Good to remember.
And again, what caused her to go? Because she's got the day pass for hiking there at the fish hatchery. Everything that she's doing would indicate Grants Pass, Josephine County, but bam, she pops up into Jackson County.
Yeah.
So, again, being the devil's advocate that I am, if she is with somebody, could that person that she's with be from the Rogue River area?
It could be. Or she could have put somebody up there, too. She knows somebody there or whatever that might be. But when we get down to this shopping in Grants Pass,
she's back
in Grants Pass again, and what do we got there?
12:39.
About 3 hours.
At 12:39, she checks out of the Big Five.
And so Rogue River was 9:44, 10:44, 11:44, 12:39, almost exactly 3 hours, less 5 minutes. And that's quite a bit of time to get from those one to the other, for sure. There's some extra stuff going on in there. Yep. Could be stops along the way to look at more stuff.
Yeah, there's got to be something along the way there.
Yeah,
it's obviously not a three-hour drive. Yeah.
Now, at the Big Five, she spends $250.77.
Okay.
She buys three flashlights.
She's on camera there?
Yes.
Okay.
She buys three flashlights. She buys a lantern. She buys some capris, tennis shoes, and a sports bra.
You guys know what a sports bra is. Capris are kind of short pants.
Yeah.
Lights. What's with the lights?
Flashlights and lanterns.
Okay, well, a lantern is kind of for camp.
And
right. I bring lots of flashlights because I like one in the car, one near my sleeping bag, and one in my pocket. Still a possibility, but she's shown up at Big Five and bought stuff, and so far nobody with her along the way and on camera, which is unusual. It could be somebody sitting in the car still, but if they're sitting in the car, she does not. If she there's somebody sitting in the car, she does not feel in danger at that point.
Not at all.
She could run.
Yeah, she could have left.
She's had plenty of opportunities. If somebody is with her at this point, she's had plenty of opportunities. If she was being forced to do something against her will, to get help.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, what?
You're in a Big Five alone. You just go, hey, there's a guy in my car. He's making me do stuff. Can you call the police?
Call the police?
There's plenty of opportunity.
Yep. So that would lead me to think, she was from the area. She did attend high school in the area. Her mom had owned property in the area. So she spends time in the area. And in that time, you're going to get to know people.
And places that she could visit between on these. I mean, she could have been making a circuit tour of places she wanted to go check out.
Exactly. Or she could have been stopping by and seeing old acquaintances she hasn't seen in years. Because
right. The one's related to her brother.
The whole cabin thing, getting away, those conversations. This map looks kind of like that. Could be something like that to me.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, after she checks out of the Big Five, and that is at 310 North Agnes Avenue in Grants Pass, she goes to Gooseberry's. Now, Gooseberry's is 1201 Redwood Avenue in Grants Pass.
Okay.
At 1:39, she checks out.
So our Hour between the two, driving, shopping. That's pretty normal.
I don't know what Gooseberries is.
Store.
It's just outdoorsy type store, I believe. Okay. It's or a health store. And if anyone knows anything about Gooseberries, leave comments below. Put it in the comments.
link up that store. Let's give them a good hit.
Yeah. When she's there, she buys 10 tuna packs.
That's a lot of tuna.
She buys 3 coffees and a smoothie. Okay.
That's hiking food. Just saying. But those tuna packs are foil, work great in a pack when you're hiking.
Yeah, they're easy to open.
Easy and protein. You can just eat it right out of the bag. You don't really need anything with it. She's a healthy type person. So.
Right, but she bought 10 tuna packs and a smoothie and what else? There was one more.
3 coffees. So if those were canned coffees, that's like perfect for a couple of days. And
that yeah. Kind.
Which would support the walk or the day passes at the hatchery.
Yep.
Just now at 2:39, she makes a phone reservation at the Wasku Inn. Wasku Inn. And that's at 5560 Rogue River Highway in Grants Pass. So I know that this inn, from talking to her friends, I know that this inn has small little cabins on the property.
Okay.
So she doesn't show up there in person. She makes a phone call.
Yeah, she wants to make sure it's there when she gets there.
Okay. Now, where did she make the phone call? Was it the unknown cell phone? Or, there's public phones.
There usually is a phone booth in some of those little towns, even though phone booths are a thing of the past.
Or just like a payphone, yeah.
Yeah.
But payphones register on whose phone she calls to.
Yeah. And I know for a fact these ladies are very thorough. And they have been in that Grants Pass area following up, double, triple checking.
Do they know that she for sure did not have a second phone?
They don't know for sure.
Private burner type phone.
They don't know for sure. Through some of the conversations I had with her, or with them, some of the questions that I asked were, one, social media. Did she participate in social media? Did she have a Facebook? Did she have an Instagram? They said no.
Okay.
That she was not a social media, internet type gal. I asked, was she recently involved in any kind of a relationship? Not that we know of.
Okay.
So basically, Fauna was a go to work, take care of business, come home, take care of family.
Involved with her family, has friends and things like that, but a little bit of a loner in the way that, unlike a lot of people, Fauna did not have any problem being alone.
No.
And she took this trip to kind of be alone, aside from visiting a few people.
Yeah. And she needed to get away and get her head straight.
And after making those reservations, she never showed up, correct?
She never showed up to the inn, and she was never heard from again.
It says so at the bottom of the sheet, the last note is highlighted, no other banking activity. And since then, nobody has seen Fauna Fry. So we're going over with this with you guys. And post-production, I'm adding pictures of the locations and things like that because we want you folks to think about this. Could be your kid someday.
Thanks for tuning in to the Scanner Group Crowdsourced Crime and Safety Podcast with Ryan Mallory and Jared Banery from Thief Hunter Labs. Make sure to subscribe today for notifications about the next show. Visit us at www.thiefhunterlabs.com or on Facebook as Thief Hunter Labs in the search bar.